like the present from his daddy's hand.
And we're back.
A genuine toy hammer.
The reconstruction project. Second hour of my show today, I've got Roger Sales, a good buddy of mine. He's over in Argentina. And he's going to be bringing us up to speed. I sent out a lot of paperwork today for people to follow along in this. And I guess after he heard the last show, he's got some comments on what he heard. Roger, welcome to my show, my friend.
Hey, Jack, man, thanks for having me. It's good to be back with you in this audience and come in after that kicking country music intro you used. You know, I got to tell you, that thing sticks in my mind all week long, at one of those songs, which is always a good sign that it's got some meaningful behind it. But thanks for having me on again. And you know, it's a privilege and to be on with you, honestly, in this audience, because I like RBN's audiences. This is a great night, Saturday night. But just last week, you had my teachers on, and I would hope a lot of people in the audience that listened last week understand that those two guys are the reason that I pretty well have taken the path I've walked and have learned everything that I've learned along these last 20 years, because it was only within the first month that my eyes were open back in 1992, and those guys were the first real law class that came through town that I got to see. And I was really just as, I think it was an act of the good Lord myself. I've always attributed it to him that my path crossed theirs so early on. And I sat down in a weekend seminar with John and Glenn, and you guys that got a little taste of that last week can appreciate this. You sit down in front of those guys, and most of that stuff, you feel like you're taking a drink of water out of a fire hydrant. Okay. Because they're throwing a lot of stuff at you, all right? And,
exactly.
And to go back and understand all the basics and stuff of this and see how all of those pieces fit so that you can get the correct picture of what's really happening. And you see, this is all a function of education. And after they were on last week and you and I talked, Jack, I wanted to kind of follow up, because this is what I really like doing, is going back and educating people and giving you firm foundations that you can then, in other words, let me regress just a second. You know, the old Chinese proverb of it's better to teach a man to fish than to give him a fish.
Yes, sir.
And that's what we're trying to do, is teach you how to fish. Because if you give somebody just a paperwork or this or that, you just give them this one little piece of the puzzle. What I think is the best approach, really, for longevity and for what we're doing, because time's short and there's not really enough time to make any kind of meaningful difference, certainly politically, I don't believe, is to start teaching people these basics, because there is going to be a rebuilding, all right? And these are the kind of things that are going to have to be understood if the foundations are going to be rebuilt correctly. You
okay.
know, you could take over the country, and you hear a lot of people talk about taking over the country, don't you? Let's take
yes,
this
sir.
Back, that back. Well, let me ask you a question, Jack. If you got that sucker back, what the heck would you do with it?
Good question. That's one I hadn't even thought of. That was excellent. Excellent.
Well, I mean, really, it's not the politics that are the problem. It's the society. Everything's been corrupted. The morals are gone. The ethics are gone. Everything is backstabbing. Everything is absolutely in the gutter. And you got to go correct all of that before you can come back and build any kind of a structure on it that's meaningful with any integrity. And nothing's going to be done in that realm without understanding these basics. And that's why it's important to me. You know, those guys that were on the hour before, the good folks from Michigan, you had somebody from Nevada called in there, a guy out from Washington.
Yep,
I listened
yep.
to that show. And let me ask you a question. If you understand the principles that John and Glenn uncovered, that I've proven now, okay, this isn't just theory stuff. I've proven this. I've lived this. In that book is my affidavit. It has accomplished all of these things we talk about here.
Hey, hang on just a second, Rod. We got our first break of the hour. Hold on 1 second. We'll be right back right after this break.
That handle sticks on the passenger side, but she don't mind climbing in on mine, because that's where she rides. I work the clutch, and she shifts the gears.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jack Bauer here. Name of my show is Clay America Reconstruction Project. I'm going to get right into it because we got a lot of ground to cover tonight. Go ahead, Roger. Take off where you're at if you don't mind.
Well, we got more ground to cover than we got time to cover, I can promise you that. What I was going to say about those guys is, imagine if you know and understand what's in our book, and what we've come to understand is that they consider you to be property. So you're, in essence, a serf from the 1,000 years of legal precedent of Europe and England. And you're a serf under the 14th Amendment, this works on presumption. And these are things that I've just really come to understand lately, Jack, and we'll come back and go into this in a little bit more depth, because I think it's extremely important. But these guys, if they are indeed property, they're going in like serfs and saying, we're going to file all this paperwork and stuff, and you're going to recognize it to the lords. Now, you know, that didn't happen back for 1,000 years of English precedent in Europe and England, and it ain't going to happen here either. But if you understand these concepts and you can go in and change your political status and regain access to constitutional protections, because the Constitution gives you no rights. There is not one single right under God's greens on their earth that the Constitution gives you. It protects God-given rights. So they are constitutional protections, not constitutional rights. The rights come from God. That's a super important concept to understand. All right, and that's what Thomas Jefferson and those guys put in the Declaration of Independence. You'll notice rights is capital R. You get these from your creator. No one can take them away from you, or you can't give them away. People to identify that both ways. But if you're over here under the 14th Amendment, which was passed to give a federal citizenship and a political status, if you will, to property, the blacks before the Civil War who were slaves, a different variety of slavery, to give them some sort of political status to interact with the society and not be property. And that secondary status is the one that they've laid the groundwork for and that I believe is everything's running under. And I'd like to go into this a little bit, Jack. And
before you do, I want to bring somebody up here that real quick. Don Quixote is one of your students, apparently. Are you familiar with him?
Ah, this is Mr. Z, and he's a South Florida boy.
There he is. Hi, Don. How you doing?
Z.
There you go. Hey, Don, how you doing? Welcome to the show, my friend.
I got cut off there for a second. How's everybody doing?
We're doing real good. I just had to bring you on. I saw you were a student.
Well, I was. Roger knows who I am, and I successfully, I narrowed his affidavit down to one page and sent it in, and they sent me a passport in record time. The interesting thing, though, is that they refused to tell me what my NCIC code is with the government. In other words, how I'm classified, even though I appealed it twice, so to speak. They refused to tell me. You know, and they've been telling me, well, we won't tell you your status, you know, until you get arrested. Well, I just spent 6 days again in the Broward County Penal Spa here, and I asked them again what my status was, and they still refused to tell me. So that's a real kind of a boner here that I don't really know where I stand with the government. They refuse to tell me, but you know, I came to a firm conclusion after spending another 6 days in there and going in front of another. You know, they changed judges on me because they've been attacking me for 3 years with a criminal charge that they won't drop the bullshit obstruction charge, and so then they tacked on another one when the four armed henchmen from the Broward Sheriff's Office. Well, I don't even know where they're from, actually, because they wouldn't identify themselves, stormed into my house back on May 30th. They basically gave me another obstruction charge for refusing to open the door to four guys who refused to identify themselves. Now, how ludicrous is that, right? But they picked me up on a capias back on about a week ago. And, you know, I stuck in there a week just to see and learn a little bit more about the criminal system. And I've come to the conclusion that, once again, they're flying that military flag in the courtroom, and I hit the judge with it at least twice orally and in my documents that they're operating a statute staple, statute merchant court, an administrative court under admiralty law, and they did not refute it. Never.
Well, I'll tell you what, Don, if you would, get my number, get my connection information from my producer before you hang up. And please get in touch with me. I want to learn more from you and pick your brain.
Like I said, I'm just a big old sent you an email when you get a chance. Yeah, I just sent you an email when you get a chance. You can look at it.
Oh, great.
And,
okay.
Be glad to talk to you about it.
Terrific. Thank you very much.
I would tell you and the audience that Z was the very first person that responded to the very first show I was ever on. And he was confronting me on some of my conclusions.
Isn't it interesting how
he's a little confrontational.
Isn't it interesting, though, how quickly they can turn around if you simply hit them with logic and truth? It's amazing. You know, I'm even seeing cops. We've actually built cops almost tears with what we hit them with.
You know, I'm not naive enough to think that we can turn things around at this late date with this, but the knowledge is imperative for people to have because it allows you, instead of saying, somebody told me this was right, it allows you to start looking at it and going, I know this is right because, and you understand the basics to it. Then you're empowered, you see. And all of this is all personal responsibility. We've all got to be personally empowered and responsible if this thing's going to straighten out because that's the only blasted way it runs right.
Well, you know, I'm so impressed with
you can't have dependency on the government and have the systems run right.
Sure. I guess I'm so impressed with the knowledge that I gained
ahead,
from
Jack.
You. The information I gained from you talking with Angela and you today is just, it's so overwhelming. If you don't have some kind of a little bit of background on what we're talking about or concept, this stuff will bury you quick. And, you know, it makes me just want, I feel
well,
like a sponge. I want more. Go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, it's one of the joys I'm on. You know, on every Tuesday, I'm on with Al Addisk every Tuesday over on another network, and that's one of the joys that we have because we can sit down and discuss this stuff. He's about, you know, on the same level I am. He found the same things in a different route, and it's a joy to not have to sit there and explain all this stuff. But unfortunately, the vast majority of people are not up to that speed, and you're going to have to understand some of the basics. So let me tell you what's going on here. all right? And I'm going to tell you how I got onto this here recently, because I think about this stuff all the time. I'm still learning and realizing things 20 years into this. So when you first start understanding it, and you're going back to untie all the knots in your mind, because there's a whole bunch of them tied in there with opposite definitions, all right? And yes, you got to go back and untie every one of those things and rethink that. And it just flat takes time, and it takes dedication, and you got to want to understand it. And you got to want to turn your life around and live under this other system to do it. Because in the end analysis, if you're going to make that decision and do it, and I don't promote anybody to do it, I think you ought to sit down on your knees and ask God about it, because you're going back under his protections. And if that turns you on, then something you ought to look into, all right? But if you're going to go through that and make those kind of declarations and take this stance, you're the one that's got to defend it, just like Z right there calling in. He's got to defend those positions to those monsters. We all know they're monsters. We all know what they're doing. But they've got a cloak, a guise, if you will, of legitimacy on this trick and this legal thing that you say, oh, this is unconstitutional, my constitutional rights, of which you don't have any, and yada yada, and they're doing what they're absolutely entitled to do by the system of law they're working under. You just don't understand it.
Exactly. You're right on the money. You're hitting every cylinder perfectly.
Those laws are written correctly, okay? People just do not understand the system of law, so they don't understand what's being applied and how. And they're sitting over there saying these constitutional rights, protected or not, they don't even have access to them because you're a piece of property.
Right.
That's
a very hard concept for people to wrap their heads around. They do not get it. They don't understand it. Because I believe when you cut me, I can't be property. I'm living. They don't get it. They don't understand how it's been stolen from them.
They don't understand these legal systems that are at play and at work and that have been installed on them. And, you know, if you go back to the declarations, Jack, my man TJ wrote those 11, I think there's 11 or 17 complaints against the king there. And one of them is the one a lot of people know. He has erected multitudes of offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass us and eat out our substance. Now, that's exactly what's happening today. That could have been written tonight an hour before I went on the air. Okay?
Yep.
And the other one that's in that link of things, it says he has brought in a foreign jurisdiction. That's what they've done. They brought in a foreign jurisdiction. They brought in the 14th Amendment variety of English servitude. And that quote is in my book from a sitting Supreme Court justice of the Supreme Court in the 1890s in a case called U.S. versus Wong Kim Ark. You probably heard John and them refer to that case last week at some point, maybe. And that was the case that made it just for blacks from the 1860s after the passage up to the 1890s. And that case made it applicable to everybody. Because Wong Kim Ark obviously wasn't black, all right?
Absolutely.
Chinese.
Absolutely.
And that case right there laid the superstructure for them to spring the trap in the 30s. Now, what trap did they spring? In my book, there's a quote from Lewis T. McFadden, and it's a lawyer from the Agricultural Department, which is important, at the annual American Law Colleges organization in Chicago on December 31st of 1931, I think. And he got up and made a speech on, and this was the title of the speech, Jack, Experimental Jurisprudence and the New Deal. This is when they laid in this new experimental jurisprudence. This, we're going to make you our property, and we're going to build all these administrative agencies that are going to administrate the regulations over there to our property, the people. Because they don't have access to...
I've said forever, this 14th Amendment made us all slaves. It didn't de-slave anybody. Hang on. We'll be right back after the quick break.
That handle sticks on the passenger side, but she don't mind climbing in on mine, cause that's where she rides. I work the clutch and she shifts the gears.
ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
Boy, I got to tell you there, Roger, you must be a pretty important guy for me to do this. I'm blowing through my break music, my bumper music, like I've never blown
and
through it before.
So I hate you too, because I like it.
Well, they're on my webpage. You can get them right from there if you want them. Also, Don, I've got Paul waiting to ask you something, but Don has another. I think he wants to yell at you. I'm not sure. No, go ahead, Don. You're up.
Well, first of all, Jack, I was curious where do the listeners go to get information about the process with the Hague? Because I just tried to go to your website and it's down, or it's not blocked. It just seems to be down. And I went to the Michigan website that we just had on the last show, and I don't really see anything there either. Has anybody put the information on the basic process that you guys are dealing with the Hague stuff?
You know, I'm not sure. I can get hold of them. If you call me after in another 2.5 hours, I'll get you all the information. If you don't have my information, just go ahead and get it from my producer and get hold of me, or come in on the next show, which Roger will be on that also. And probably,
yeah. Okay, so I just want to make one statement, which is that Roger and I think we agree that everybody should read the first paragraph of the Declaration of Independence, which by the way, I have found is the first document listed in the statutes at large, and thus basically the first law, and it mentions natural law in the first paragraph. Now, the elite is doing a good job of taking natural law and common law out of this system. They want everybody to operate under their statutory law, which of course requires an attorney because that's copyrighted, but that's important. But between the two of you, I'm curious if either one of you agree with this conclusion that I've come to, which is blowing my mind, that between the governors and the president signing executive orders declaring various states of emergency, and of course one of the big ones is back in the 30s when they took the gold away and the country went bankrupt, that pursuant to those states of emergency, they are operating these courts basically under the military flag. You know, in a sense, they're at war with their own citizens for control and to retain control. And you know, if they're in debt, so to speak, to the international IMF or World Bank or whatever, you know, that brings them under maritime law. But the states of emergency bring it into a wartime so-called situation, martial law rule, not martial law, martial law rule, and thus the military flag and decorum. Does anybody agree with this conclusion I've come to?
Roger, you want to take a stab at that? Might have lost
Bruce,
Roger.
I'm sure there's some significance there, but I don't agree with the Admiralty Maritime stuff. I think they're just proceeding as people are under their property and that they can do whatever they want with them. And I think we can pretty well kind of prove that going back to basics. And, you know, that's been my conclusion for a long time, and I really do disagree with any of the Admiralty Maritime stuff. But that's a personal thing. John and them do too, by the way.
If I can add one thing to that, as I started to say before the break, the 14th Amendment did not free anybody. Blacks, yellows, greens, purples, it didn't free up anybody. What it did was it enslaved the rest of us.
Gave them a political status. They had no political or civil status before that time, and it gave them that status. And what it did was it set up the net that would enslave everyone in their plans. So anybody that thinks that the Civil War was fought over slavery, it may have been started over taxation, but I firmly believe the reason was to bring this system in right here. Okay? In looking back at it, once you understand this in history and the fact that our enemies work 80 to 100 years ahead of where we are right now, and that this, what's happening now, was planned 100 years ago. These guys are long-term planners. And that's what I was going to say in that chronology when we got broken up here a minute ago, is that when they came out and did that speech, experimental jurisprudence in the New Deal, that's when they brought it in. You know, Bruce, because it's around that time that Roosevelt put the Trading with the Enemy Act in of 1933, and that's when they confiscated gold and all that stuff, right?
Around
that time. Well, you may or may not know. They didn't write that then. That was a 1917 Trading with the Enemy Act that was against the Germans. All they did was bring it forward and make it for citizens of the United States and residents under the 14th Amendment.
Well, like I said, there's so much happening right now on the forefront, like Scalia, you know, bailing from the ship, and the Pope bailing from the ship. These guys that are in the know a whole bunch more than we do. We're just kind of anticipating and contemplating. These guys got their fingers on the triggers. They know where it's going and what's happening and how quickly.
That's why there's really no remedy. There's no remedy you're going to file at The Hague or some magic thing you're going to wave a wand over, because all these events are set in motion. If we could have gotten this information out 15 years ago, and you could have credibly built it up from the ground up, because the people from Michigan are doing it the right way. You're doing from the county. But what you need to do, and I would tell them if they're listening, you need to get your groups together and buy a case of my books, because we'll give you a case special at $15 a piece for the printed one. And I highly encourage you to get the printed one so you can mark it up and take notes. And it's a very powerful book, and that information in there literally can change your life. It'll certainly change the way you approach a lot of these things, because you'll understand that you're already enslaved. Now, let me give you a perfect example here for the people that don't believe what I'm talking about. I'm going to give you a real-life example, Jack. We talked about it this afternoon when you and I were talking. Most everybody in here knows either personally or someone who has had an IRS notice of lien or a lien that we commonly call it placed on them, right?
Right.
Would you agree with that statement?
Absolutely.
When they place that lien, the IRS goes down and they file that notice of lien where, Jack?
With the bank or with the county? Hey, Roger, we got another break coming up. Don, I hope that answered your question. If not, hang over. We got Paul right after the break. So stick with me. We'll be right back.
That handle sticks on the passenger side, but she don't mind climbing in on mine, cause that's where she rides. I work the clutch and she shifts the gears.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our Republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Jumping back into it right after that quick break. This is Jack Bauer. On the line with me, I got Roger Sales, the author of the book Sovereign to Surf. Very good book. Very good.
Get their hands on the handle on the passenger side with you, really.
Hey, give out that price again on that. There was some clarification.
Let me give you what's happening. If you want to go read more about this information, we certainly don't have time to go into it in depth here. You can go to my website, which is, I'll say it and then spell it, www.surfs-up.com. That's SERFS-UP.com or .net. Either one will get you to the same place. If you want to buy the book, all the specials and stuff are written out on the front page of thebookshelf.us. Thebookshelf.us, exactly like it sounds. And you can get cases of up to 10, and we'll give you a price of $14.99 on the printed version.
That's per book, right? That's per book, right?
You got to pay a little shipping and handling on that.
Right.
You've got to call that 800 number and talk to Jeff Bennett personally and place those orders. You can't do it on the website, okay?
Yeah, the clarification was needed because they thought it was $15 for a case of books. I said, no, that doesn't quite sound right.
I wish we could do listen, I wish we could do it. I wish we could give the thing away, honest. Uh-huh. You know, I just want the information out there. I'm not in this to make money. I've accomplished my goal because the first time this information's in the public domain, and that's never happened in the 20 years I've been associated with it and trying to figure it out and get it out there. But let me tell you what I think has happened, because this is pretty important, I think, Jack. And I want to tell you how I came upon this revelation, is right there when they made that switch in the 30s. And the way that this, my mind started working on this, I remember when I was in Atlanta, I was doing paralegal school, and I had a roommate who was into all this political stuff, wrote a couple of books himself. And so we were talking about it, and in the official code of Georgia, annotated. Now, all traffic laws in the United States are uniform. Anytime you see uniform, whether it's commercial code, building code, traffic code, any of that stuff, that means it's the same in all 50 states. Okay, this is how they control from the top down. So you go into one of these uniform traffic codes of the states, and in this official code of Georgia annotated, they call it OCGA, right there in the middle of the information where it talks about residency, there's one line sitting there by itself, and it says, the term resident is a rebuttable presumption. The term resident is a rebuttable presumption. So they're running on the presumption that you're a resident. We know that that term resident, if you use it, is also interchangeable with citizen of the United States under the 14th Amendment, because that's the last word in the first section of that clause. All persons born or naturalized in the United States, comma, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof, comma, are citizens of the United States and the state wherein they reside. And that's the first time in the Constitution that word is used. All right. So you think it means you live there geographically. They're saying, which system of law are you under? And you go, yeah, I live right over there. Where do I sign? And you just, what you're doing is you're reinforcing this presumption, see? And, mm-hmm. and so if what I believe they've done is in 33 when they put it in bankruptcy and they got the gold and all that stuff, they brought in this other system of law. They already had 10 years of birth certificates because that law started in the early 20s back when they were causing the first recession. All right. Sure. And so I don't have any proof that it's tied to it, but just a very strong gut feeling and summation. And I think you can pretty well surmise that this is what they're doing if you know your enemy. All right. Sure. And that's the key to understanding this whole thing. So they bring in this feudal system of law. In that system of law, there were two types of serfs. There was one that was an involuntary servitude that was born into it and couldn't get out for all intents and purposes without one loophole that they had. And that was kind of, if you wanted to draw an analogy, like the black slavery. They came in as slaves and they were born into slavery. But there was another class of serfs called voluntary serfs. And they could have been the king's subjects, but times were hard. It was a big depression. And they wanted to go out and needed a place to live and to put some ground to try and till some food for their family, and they went into this condition of voluntary servitude where they're volunteered into the position of being property. They were the property of the Lord and went through a legal ceremony called an oath of fealty to do that. Now, if you had children in either one of those circumstances, involuntary servitude or voluntary servitude, those children were born into that condition. So if you were a voluntary serf and could still volunteer out at any time, but you were in servitude and you had a child, the child was born in servitude, but still could volunteer out at any time. And I think that's the system right now. And
Roger,
I think that's why they ask these questions. Are you a citizen of the United States? Because it's confirming it. If we're jumping in and out, it's the Internet, man. It's not me.
Roger, we've got a caller who's been on hold here for about 30 minutes. Paul. From Kansas, I believe it's Kansas. Paul, are you with me?
It's Tom from Kansas.
Oh, hi, Tom. Sorry, I had it wrong. How you doing, Tom?
Okay. Hey, I've known him, and I've applied documents into the county recorder on my sovereignty, but the thing that gets me, they're trying to hook me back in the loop so I can get my disability benefits. You know, I've deserved it like 4 or 5 years ago, and they come back and said, oh, we're going to pay you $45,000 in back benefits, but I think what they're trying to do is get me to recontract so that they can have a lien on my house and my automobiles, you know, and I'm not going to consent to that shit because they basically falsely imprisoned me no short of about three different times, the last time about 4.5 hours away from home, kidnapped my dog, put her on a vet, and I was furious. I mean, there was no due process of law at all. I pulled over for speeding, And because I had a U.S. Deer tea tag on my car, and I told them I don't want to contact with them, they got irate and called the sheriff for backup. And
well,
I'm just getting tired of their stuff.
Tom, let me ask you a question. Did you take what you filed in the county recorder's office and send it to the Secretary of State in the form of a passport application and a declaration of your status?
No, I didn't do that.
Well, I would suggest that that may be the most important thing you could do, because then the Secretary of State is the boss out of all these people that you're messing with. And if they've got the ultimate authority in the federal government to make this decision, and they do, and you send that to them, and they send you a passport back, then you got their okay. So then you take your passport and your documentation, and you give it to these clowns. And tell them, if you don't believe this, you go take it up with the State Department.
Right. Okay.
That'd be my suggestion. Who knows? We may be far enough along the line where they're just going to pull out a gun and shoot you. Because ultimately, that's what we're talking about. This makes them take the mask off, because now they don't have a system of law to hide behind. You've pierced it. All right. You want to be a tyrant? Show me you're a tyrant now.
Yeah. The thing that really irks me is that they're the ones that cause most people like lose disability or partial disability in the first place, and then they want us to come back and pay them. It's like, no, I don't think so.
Well,
yeah.
You're their property, and I was going to make this illustration a minute ago, Tom. I just hadn't been able to get around to it. But when people go in and file this lien, IRS lien at the property records office, we got interrupted right at the break on this, Jack, is what happened. So when they file that, they file it at the property records office, okay? Is that correct?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. What if you live in a rental house or a house that's not yours? What is the lien on? What property is the lien on then?
Right, exactly.
It's on you, because you're their property.
Right. And they're claiming I owe $5,500 or something in the last 3 years property taxes, too. And here they put this cell phone tower thing about, 15 years ago. It's cumulative, like lead poisoning or anything else. And I'm looking at this website and hearing these speakers on EMF. And it's like I'm paying them to poison me, poison my groundwater, poison my airwaves, and let me live in filth while people that have half the IQ I have live like kings. I'm like, this is done.
Yeah. It's a miserable situation, and that's why I said there isn't no political situation. There's no political solution to this. How are you going to turn all that around? How are you going to turn all these brood mares out there with 10 kids from 15 different fathers? Okay.
Yep.
Everybody being gangbangers, and that's the culture they're being raised in, to hate Whitey and hate Brownie and everything else. How are you going to turn that around with an ethical, moral system of government? You tell me.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, using the words ethical and moral in the same sentence as government is an oxymoron, in my opinion. They don't fit.
What the problem is, Jack, and I ponder on this a lot. These are the kind of things I think about. The problem is it's never going to work, and that is because only people that are psychopaths that will do anything in their power and take any kind of graft that's needed to achieve the position of power are going to win, because the good people are so few, like Ron Paul, that'll stand up and get bludgeoned and everything else and stand on principles and morals. They're not willing to do everything that it takes to get elected to those positions in this environment. Therefore, the bad guys are always going to get up there.
Right.
See, this is a problem of the human heart. We're talking about a problem of the human heart right now.
Yeah. Yeah. If we're just tenants of our properties or our lots or whatever they want to call them, why in the hell would we want to pay a yearly tax on something we're just renting? Yeah.
Well, you know what, Tom? I got a couple people that I know. They've been on my show. They're just wonderful people. Steve from down in Florida, he's gotten a half a dozen or a dozen different people completely off the property tax doles, and he's done it by just using their own rules and regulations against them. And he's gone and done face-to-face with them, basically said, I'll show you mine, you show me yours. And they go, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, okay, fine. And that's the last he ever hears from them. They take him completely off the tax doles of his property. Now he's a landowner. He's not a tenant, as you are if you were just paying property taxes, as you know.
Listen, there's a bunch of ways to beat these guys. There's a bunch of ways to beat these guys, but you got to be diligent and you got to be committed to the battle. You're not going to just stick a big toe in the warm water to see how warm it is and win that battle. You got to jump in that damn tub, man.
Absolutely. And that's what I tell people. You better be prepared to get beat up, whatever it's going to take. And like I say, if you turn it into a game and have some fun with it, because if you take this too dang seriously, you'll be going postal. I guarantee you. And I agree 100% with what Roger's saying here, except I take it to a little bit farther degree in that I say it's going to come. I don't think we're going to see a change until there's hot lead in the air. And I think it's already happening. I'm seeing it happening. You're seeing it happening. And when we've got these criminals, pig cops that are out there killing their own because they're coming forward with the truth, as the one they just did down in L.A., you know, that guy in my book was a hero. And it's very clear that they had set out to murder him. It was clear as the nose on your face. And they just don't, they don't care. They don't care. They know that they got these gays in their black robes, the dress, you know, that sit behind a bench in their black robes of disrespect, ill repute, that are going to support them and let them off. The whole system's got to come down, and I don't think it's going to come down without, like I say, some blood, and it's going to be on both sides, in my opinion.
Well, it's going to be very interesting to see. I don't believe you're going to have the orderly come down that you saw in Russia, because they've got this one so primed to blow up. They know that this is the last stand for them. Okay.
Yeah, and they're all in,
man. This is Texas Hold'em at the government, big international banker lever. They're all in, baby. Okay, and their little fannies are hanging out, and they know it. And I believe they are absolutely terrified. All right, absolutely. I think they're terrified because they know what happens in history when they get caught doing this stuff. They find a whole bunch of tall trees and short ropes. Okay.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate your question and comments. I got Steve from Georgia. Steve, are you up there? Bring me up, Steve.
How y'all doing?
Good. How y'all doing? Welcome to the
good show. Hey, thank you. This question is for Roger. Roger, I'm interested in filling out the affidavit and following with the passport application. But I happen to be a convicted felon. I got caught with some of that green sticky. A number of years ago, probably 15 years ago. And so that puts me out of the loop. I can't use that passport application, can I?
Oh, yes, you can.
You're the one that had that stuff of mine in Atlanta, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I don't know, honestly. I can't tell you. You know, you remember old brother Dave Garner?
No, I don't know.
Remember him? You know, Southern comedian, you know, from years ago, and somebody said, asked him a question, and he said, well, I don't know. And they said, well, I thought you knew everything. And he said, well, I do, but I don't know that. And that's kind of where I am. I don't know everything, you know. I know I can tell you what I can surmise and put together, and I can tell you what I've been through with my personal experiences,
right.
But I just don't have all the answers. And that's where it's going to be up to folks like you and yourself and others that do this in their particular circumstances that press the envelope and find out where the answers are, because I don't have all of them. Now,
right.
I can tell you this, is that my two teachers just got out of 15 years of Club Fed for teaching these very concepts years ago, and they wanted them off the street, and I bet you they might could give you some insight. So either go to my website, the Surfs-Up, and there's a contact button up there.
Yeah.
And just hit that contact button, and it'll shoot me an email. All right, and I'll put you in touch with them.
Okay. Okay.
Or Glenn, go back and listen to the last week's show. Go back and listen to last week's show with Jack in the archives. You can get them because Glenn gave out all his contact information on that show.
Okay, that'd be great. And also, Jack, you're on for a couple of hours. Could you tell me what network you're going to be on?
That's over on TalkShoe.
You're going to be on TalkShoe.
I'll tell you what, go to my website.
Okay.
Everything's there. It's My Private Audio, all one word, myprivateaudio.com.
Okay.
Then the forward slash Jack.
Yeah.
Just like it sounds, J-A-C-K, hyphen, the dash, yeah. Bauer, B-A-U-E-R.
Okay.
.html, and that'll take you all the information's there and everything else.
Okay.
Or you can hang online. You can get, when my producer, before you hang up, you can get my direct information right from him on
okay.
My email. It's easier to go to the website I just gave you, though. It's,
okay. What was the first part of it? My private talk what?
My Private Audio.
Okay. My Private Audio, Jack.
.com.
.com, Jack.
Forward slash.
Jack.
Jack dash yep. Bauer,
B-A-U-E-R.
Okay. .html.
Okay. I got that.
Okay.
I thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
Okay, Steve. Okay, good luck, man.
Go ahead, Rod. You got we got a minute before we have to take a break, and then we got.
Well, I think we'll explore some of this stuff over on the Talk Shoe segments, and it's hard when you get callers because you know it takes you off of what you're trying to develop. But this idea I think is very important that you are born into a position of servitude, and that's why they continue. When you're born, they put a lot of pressure to get that birth certificate, and evidently some of my students have told me stories where they've caught the administrators of the hospital forging signatures on birth certificates because they were wised up and wouldn't do it. So they pay these hospitals $5,000, I believe is what the price I heard, for each one of these birth certificates they turn in. Now, the feds aren't doing that just because they got Ben's magic printing machine working up there, all right? They're doing right. it for a reason. And I think it's as property, you're now pledged as collateral for the bonds, and the bonds back the currency of the world's reserve.
Hey, Rog, hang
now
with me.
Now you're talking. All right, we got that
hang
song.
With me. We got one more break, and then hang on. We'll be right back.
On the passenger side, but she don't mind climbing in on mine, because that's where she rides. I work the clutch, and she shifts the gears.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. And fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
I'm going to jump right back into it here. Hate to do this to you, Roger, but we're down to the last few minutes. I want to try to squeeze this last caller in. I got Paul from Michigan. Paul, are you with me? Is Paul there?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Make her quick. We got a couple minutes.
Okay. My understanding, the way this is going on this conversation of expatriation, how far has Roger studied backwards on this topic?
Well, let me ask you, let me answer this. It's not expatriation, it's repatriation.
And words
expatriate have... means that you give up your passport for another country's passport. And there's a strict protocol that you have to go and do that at another embassy in the country, make an appointment with a specific officer, wait a whole bunch of months now, and pay about $450 and do other things. This is totally different. If you qualify, if your parents were both natural-born Americans, you qualify to claim that original capital C citizen that Thomas Jefferson talks about in the Declaration of Independence. But they now call it a U.S. national. So okay. You're not expatriating, you're repatriating.
That would be correct. Now, where is the point of origin for this topic in the statutes at large?
Well, you know, you can, if you wanted to find out exactly what they've done, it is the 1940 Nationality Act. Okay? That's where they made the switch.
Okay.
And thanks to Larry Beecraft found that. It's in the statutes at large.
Okay. Where is it prior to that?
Well, prior to that, I don't know what they called it back then. This is when they made the switch on all this terminology and brought in all these agencies and changed all the civil procedure. And the in Erie versus Tompkins, Erie Railroad versus Tompkins, and the decision said there is no more federal common law. And this all happened right in the 40s, okay? The Administrative Procedures Act that Ralph Winterroot talked about 2 weeks ago was okayed in 1946. All these things came together right at that point in our history.
Okay.
But if you go to the Nationality Act, if you go to the Nationality Act of 1940, right there in the first four definitions of that, it's a rather lengthy piece of legislation, but the answer is right in the first four definitions. It says, a U.S. national, while not a citizen of the United States, under the 14th Amendment is what they mean, owes complete allegiance to the United States. And if I could ever get around to these basics that I keep trying to get to that I can't get to, you'd understand those things, okay?
Okay. Now, the thing is when you talk about this state, thus state, in Oregon revised statutes, and it took me a while to think about this, that this state is land, sea, and the air, but the state of is land, sea, and the air above the land, sea, and the air.
Well, let me put it to you this way. There's two different types of law books in those law libraries. One of them's called the statutes at large, and the other one's called the code. All right, and it's just like Z said earlier. This, the legislation we're talking about, the 1940 Nationality Act, is in the statutes at large. And if you go to the statutes at large in any law library, the Articles of Confederation and the Constitution. Those are the first three documents in those books in volume number one. So there's where you find the real law. What they're doing in the code is they change it to public policy. And they take those laws from the statutes at large and run them through a meat grinder over and put them in the code, and then they run them down to the regulatory agencies and they grind it up more and come after you with them.
Roger, I hate to do this, but we're out of time. I'll be back in touch with you in just a few minutes. Till next week, Jack Bauer signing off. God bless everybody. Have a great weekend and a good Easter. Good night.
He hit the floors and the wall, broke a lamp in the hall, started swinging at the puppy's tail. When you're holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Listen now, he was the president, number 44. He says, trust me, I'm here to help you. I have got some big, big plans. You're gonna love what I'm gonna do. There's no problem too big or small. He thinks he's got an answer that just can't fail. When you're holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail.